Since the earliest days of rock and roll, the session musicians who have played on hits have rarely gotten any credit, and for many of them, that's just how they like it. Few of them go on to be stars, but one big exception is Jimmy Page, the British guitarist who began in London's studios and graduated to stadiums with Led Zeppelin. Ed Ward tells us about Jimmy Page's early years.
In the daytime, girl, I want to be with you all of the time. The only time I feel alright is by your side. Girl, I want to be with you all of the time, all day and all of the night, all day.
For years, the question of whether or not Dave Davies actually played the slabs of guitar on two of the Kinks' first hits, All Day and All of the Night and You Really Got Me, has been a subject of heated debate, mostly because the other contender has been Jimmy Page of Led Zeppelin fame. Page himself has never been sure, and why should he be, since he was one of the most prolific session guitarists in London? Actually, it seems that he did play on at least All Day and All of the Night, as well as The Who's Can't Explain and Tom Jones' It's Not Unusual. In case that seems odd, consider that the record companies back then didn't think this rock and roll fad was going to last, nor did they think that the groups were going to stick together. Getting as many hits as often as possible was the name of the game, and making them sound as good as possible, whether the band was that good or not, was really important. So along with the keyboard player Nicky Hopkin, Jimmy Page was all over the place. He was a teenage guitar prodigy, he understood this music, and he worked fast. No second takes for Page. When he knew the song, he was ready to go. All in a day's work, but a solo like the one on the first year's Leave My Kitten Alone was a bit avant-garde for 1964, and that was probably just one of the factors that didn't sell that record. It's an early showcase for one of Page's favorite guitars, the one he called the Black Beauty, a Gibson Les Paul with specially filed down frets, which made it easier for him to move his fingers around. Having worked on famous bands' records, he was obviously going to be called in when one of them sold a song to another group, as The Who did to a band called Les Fleurs de Lis. Although he worked for everyone, Jimmy Page was a particular favorite of the Rolling Stones manager-producer Andrew Luke Oldham, and occasionally he'd work with him not only as a session guitarist, but as a producer, too.
Rivers were made for flowing, so why not let them flow? People were made for showing, so why not let them flow? Show a little laughter, show a little smile, 'cause
the voice sounds familiar, it might be because this beautiful young woman was going to be Oldham's next Marianne Faithfull, except that her singing wasn't so hot. Nor were the songs Page and Oldham wrote for her. Her next stop would be New York, where Nico joined the Velvet Underground. By 1966, Page was getting itchy. He'd already turned down an offer to replace Eric Clapton in the Yardbirds, letting Jeff Beck take the job, but he was reconsidering. In the meanwhile, his expertise at crafting a hook was responsible for one gigantic hit, recorded in 1965, but not released for almost a year afterwards. Four notes grab your ear right away, and don't let go for 4 minutes. In 1966, he finally decided to join the Yardbirds, first on bass, then as second lead guitar. Out of the studios and playing at last in front of audiences, Jimmy Page wasn't going to be anonymous anymore.
Ed Ward lives in Berlin. Led Zeppelin will be getting a Lifetime Achievement Award at this year's Grammys.